Hey guys, welcome to the Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and this is the 5th of August, 2022. And yes, it is the long weekend. It is Women's Day, and more than anything, the fish are on the bite throughout our coastline. Guys, we are seeing some good reports of garrick being pulled throughout the week, monster shad, monster stumpies, the early run off Dorado, as well as on the offshore side, some good fishing for the tuna, and the bass is starting to have a sniff off that warm water. And in this week's show, our reporters are going to tell you all about it, which are the hot spots, which is the prime feeding zones, as well as some good tips and tricks to use in the area, especially as we get into spring. But before we get into all of that, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltist Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance. These are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
That's right, guys. Daiwa Star Drag Multiplier Reels are certainly the talking point over this big inedible run that's approaching very soon. Make sure to check it out online, or even better, pop into one of the local Kingfisher stores and have a good feel for it. Now, moving on to this week's show. First of all, a huge shout out to all the lady anglers out there. It's Women's Day coming up on the 9th of August. And we would just like to say, you know, thank you for being there. Thank you for joining us. And apart from our lady anglers, a huge shout out to all women out there. Thank you for being with us as we leave you guys early in the morning on those cold winter mornings in this past couple of weeks as we're out for the whole day while we are in search of getting our big one, in search of our personal best. So with that being said, we would just like to say a huge thank you from all of us at Angler News South Africa. Now getting into the show, starting off as always down the south coast with our areas being Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelly Beach, and Port Shepston. Well, guys, the fishing has been exceptional over this past week. We've had numerous reports of rods bending throughout that entire stretch of coastline, and your catches were some proper size shad, quite a few garrick, a couple cob in between, and the rockfish species has been absolutely amazing, especially on those bronze bream species. Guys, the bronze bream reports has been coming through thick and fast on a daily basis. So that is certainly the spot to be chasing rock and surf. What about the offshore? Well, it continues to bring the good fortune as we've got Jan from a charter boat down in Shelly Beach to tell us all about it.
Good evening, all fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands in Shelly Beach. Fishing in general here has been good. We've been getting some good tunas, quite a lot of tunas piping. Wahoo here and there. And on the bottoms, some good Captain Fine rock rods, some good stumpies, catface rock rods, Captain Fines, very nice Captain Fines. Fishing in general has really been good. We hope to see you this coming weekend. Seeing that it's a long weekend, you're very welcome. The fishing is really good and the weather is really good. And to all the ladies, happy Women's Day on Tuesday.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Well, we got good weather, we got good fishing, a mixed bag of species. So that end of the South Coast is looking like the place to be this weekend. Now, what about Scottburra, Pennington, and Rocky Bay? Well, good fortune prevails over there as well, guys. Lots of rods bending, lots of shad in the morning and afternoons, garrick occasionally throughout the week as well. And of course, your scratching species has been one of the more prevalent species that's been on the bite. And yes, once again, bronze bream. If you're chasing bronze bream, those are your areas to be. Now, coming in closer to Durban, well, it is Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, And we've got Gary. Now, we've been waiting for Gary to give us his report of August for a while. We know over the last couple of weeks, he's been talking about, well, let's see what happens in August. Well, August is here. And this is what Gary has to say.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary here at Kingfish Warner Beach. There have been a couple of Gary coming out, one here and here or there. A few shad. A couple of good days were shad on the rocks, the whole sort of stretch. 600 gram sort of shad, the guys jumped into them. Got some smaller ones around now as well. Still lots of carrows in that. Cobbett, down from Mars, the river mouth, that type of thing. Lots of sardines been coming past, mainly going south. Some of the shoals have sort of gone almost in a feeding pattern north again. Lots of whale activity very far out. Yeah, so it's a bit sort of hit and miss. You know, if you can sort of fish every day for a week and spend all day, then you'll probably get a fish or two. Spend a bit more time at night, I think. So there's a rock or two in the water. Yeah, other than that, let's just keep playing it out and see what materializes. Until next week then, outlines for you, Chip.
And for all the ladies out there, a happy Women's Month from all of us here at the Kingfisher. Have a great month, ladies.
Thank you so much for that, Chantel. What a lovely little side note from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. And thank you so much for that, Gary. It looks like that prediction is certainly bearing fruit because it is getting better. It is the start of August, and you did say the fish would come through in August. So, well, looking very positive. And while staying with that positive news, we've got Mike V from Kingfisher Durban Branch with this week's fishing report.
How's it, my bud? Yes, it's been an on and off week here on the angling side. We've had sardines popping up all over, some being netted at Scottsboro, Reunion. I think they put a net at Sepinga and got some. I heard of a couple Garrick with them, but that's pretty much about it. I've seen some nice Garrick have popped up on the south coast. Some lovely stumpies also in that Warner Beach area coming towards us. Apparently at Treasure Beach there was some lovely edible fishing. A couple bronze bream, a couple stumpies. There's been some blue rays around and grey sharks on the beachfront. So there has been a couple guys running down there getting their totals and quotas. The shad have popped up all over the place. They're not one consistent spot as far as I know yet. They've been all over, but a couple donkeys between them. I've seen a couple picks of 5-6 kilo size shad again popping up, so that's a good thing. On the ski boat side, there has been some lovely snook action, quite a lot of it, all over as well, not one specific spot. There's been a couple nice bottoms, some keelback, the normal reefies, all that sort of thing. Grunter in the bay again, some lovely specimens have been caught, a couple kingies around again. The kingies will get better and better as we get more towards September, October. The grunter should also start biting a bit better during the springtime. That's about it from me, my bud. Have a great one. Cheers, man. Bye.
To all our lovely ladies out there, wishing them all the best, the brave, strong and courageous. From Priya and the rest of the team from the Retail Division, Durban Branch, wishing you all well for the month of August. Happy Women's Month.
Yes, those Women's Day messages keep on coming through. And thank you for that, Priya and Mike. What a fantastic report, great messages, and it is good to see that Durban is certainly on fire at the moment with that mixed bag of species. Looks like there's something to catch all over the place, whether you're looking for those inedibles as well as those edibles, and if you're looking for the stolen waters, go and fish the harbour. Now, to elaborate on Mike's offshore report, we've got Brad Krubler from Linsky to tell us all about what he has seen over this past week.
Well, good evening, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, what can I say? The weather over the last week has been a little bit puffy at the right way. Yeah, on the times that we have managed to get out, the sardines are still all over the place. There's been a couple of rock hard, one or two beck in between. But as I say, once again, not really good weather conditions over the last couple of days. Keep it up, keep it tidy, and tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Now moving out of Durban into Ballito, well, we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher branch in Ballito, and he is talking about some monster shad, as well as those huge stumpies just outside his area. On top of that, he's going to tell us about this abundance of red-eye sardines that we are seeing at the stores at the moment.
Morning, Manish. Happy everybody's doing well, and happy Women's Month, everybody. All the ladies out there. Guys, we've had a decent week of fishing, and I can't say it's been the best, but it's definitely been an improvement on some fronts. We've seen a lot of decent sized shad around, which has been a bit of a different report, because up until now we've had some one or two big fish, but a lot of smaller fish, but we seem to have quite a good average at the moment. So things are looking up there. But just remember, guys, if you are going to keep some shad for the pot, just make sure, obviously, you know, your size limit is 30 centimeters. So you're allowed anything bigger than 30 centimeters. But try not to take the really big ones. And I say that because that is the breeding stock. And a big shad will obviously be able to accommodate a higher content or higher quality egg than the smaller shad, a lot more eggs, and basically a bigger shad is going to ensure a better future for the species. So if you're going to take a 35 centimeter shad, it's going to be better for the environment than taking a 50 centimeter shad, for example. So just bear that in mind. I see a lot of the guys have started to move towards that notion now of releasing the really big fish and releasing the really small fish. So as far as shad's concerned, try to take the fish between 30 and 40 centimeters. That's generally the better size to take. And then of course, your limit is 4, so just remember that. And then what some guys forget is obviously your limit is 4, and that includes bait that you use. So if you go out for a session and you take 4 shad, and then you put the 5th one out as a live bait, technically speaking, you've gone over your limit. But just try and stick within that. Try and keep that in mind. And happy fishing for shad, guys. It's nice to see that there's a couple of decent ones around. So enjoy. We have seen a couple of decent stumpies as well. Something that's quite nice is we've seen them up in Sydney Manor, which has been a bit different. Ballito has been the home of the stumpy for the last month or so. Seem to have moved a little bit up north now. So they are spread out, and that's quite nice. And then as far as the other species go, bronze bream are slowly starting to become more abundant. We're happy to see that as well. And as far as other species on the surf go, it's been quiet. We haven't had a wide spread of species this week, but definitely a couple of bigger ones, so we can at least be glad for that. And then off the boats and the skis, one thing that we've seen a lot of is tuna. It's been a little bit of up and down on the skis. The snook have slowed down significantly from last week, and the tuna seem to have moved through. There's a lot of bait around as well. So the guys that catch their own bait and stock up on bait, now is the time. I believe there are massive shoals of red eye almost all over our coast, from Durban up to Zinkwazi basically. So get in there and stock up, because as you know, bait is expensive and not always available. We had some serious bait shortages over the last few months, where guys would have paid 100 rand a red eye. That's how bad it was. And I think we need to try and take advantage of it now. If you go out there, catch a couple of red eye, stock up, throw them in your hatch. Obviously if you have ice, it's going to be better. Try to keep them cool so that the flesh is not ruined. And they are stocked up. We haven't seen a lot of mackerel around, but there have been one or two. And then obviously the mast bunker are abundant, as always this time of the year. And yeah, there have been a couple of reports of Dorado as well, but up north. And it's still very early in the season for them. We normally start to see decent figures, decent numbers of Dorado coming through in November. But yeah, it's been decent out there. So, and the ocean is very very good to us sometimes. So I wouldn't be surprised if there have been a good couple of Dorado up north especially. But yeah, other than that, we're going to have to wait until November for that. And yeah, guys, that's about it. Hasn't been very eventful out there other than the tuna. So yeah, have a good week, guys. Let us know what's happening with the fishing. If you guys want to pop into any of the Kingfisher stores and chat about fishing and chat about what's been happening and where the fish are coming out, it's nice to share info. And this helps us with the reports. Remember, our info comes almost exclusively from customers that have told us about the fishing and the stories that they spread and all of that. So let's talk some fishing, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Yes, I absolutely love it. Let's talk some fishing. Well, that's what we do here on Angler News South Africa. So, Jesse, thank you so much for your knowledge and sharing that conservation news about the shad fishing. Yes, the shad fishing is very good at the moment, but bear in mind, stick to those quotas and stick to those size limits, especially on those sizes that you are taking home for the pot. And it is good to hear that the stumpies and the bronze bream are still around. Now, moving slightly out of Bolito, we are in Tanzini Banks with Nick. And this is what Nick's report is about for this week.
First of all, to our lady anglers, happy Women's Day for the nine. Hope you guys can get off and get a line in the water. And we'll outcatch the men as usual. At the moment, on the weekend, we had one boat out. They caught a few bottoms. They weren't out very long. The family, they just had a quick morning session. Then, of course, Sunday, Monday, we had that adverse weather and possibly we've got somebody going out tomorrow. From the beach, I don't know if it's too early, but quite a few snappers have been caught, and snapper cob, around 40, some of them up to 45 centimeters, which is quite big for this time of year, you know, catching shad, cob, and spot pompanos. But recently, I found out, because I don't like to talk about where they're catching these fish, but Garrick have been caught. Yeah, it's in Tanzini from the side. Mainly on live bait. In fact, I think all of them that I've heard of that have been caught now after confronting the guys in a nice way. Let's see what's been going on at the mouth, because, you know, they should be catching a lot of Garrick, and then they said they have been catching, but not a lot. Now, the good old days of catching 16, 20 per person are long gone. 60 might be on the beach and one guy will get one or maybe two. The Garrick are also coming out on the north. In fact, most of them are coming out on the north bank from the Lazi River. So they must be right. The area was closed. I'm sorry, the Matikuli was closed. Guys that are fishing with buoyancy, be careful you don't go too far south, because then you're fishing in a restricted zone in a restricted area. And you can end up going home without your channel that was flowing out to sea as a boundary. When you're down on that part. Yeah, I always think that, you know, if you're catching Garrick off the river mouth, it's very well worth targeting. As the fish are coming into the river mouth itself, if you're standing on the north bank, fish against the south bank or vice versa, just watch where the water's running over the sandbank, and where the most of the water's running over the sandbank, put a bait in there. That used to be one of my favorite spots to fish, because we don't have to cast far. And the Garrick, I think they're congregating there where the small fish are being washed off the sandbank. It's a good place to fish. The river bream, full up still, very active, coming off the back of their breeding season now. The mud crabs should start coming back into the river. They go out far out to sea, even as far as 300 meters to lay their eggs, which become part of plankton. Then eventually they wash into the river somewhere. And they'll grow up big. So the females should be coming back now. The life cycle means that they will molt when they get back. The males wait for them. And when they're molting their shell, they grab them and eat them. It's not nice being a crab. But if the males aren't eating them, the anglers are getting hold of them because they're hungry. And we eat them. So bear in mind, you may only catch the crabs on a rod and the reel. Coming into the weekend, I actually think this long weekend, the guys will have a good chance of catching some nice fish off the beach. The water is quite warm now. It wasn't as cold as it was the other day, so I don't think we'll be seeing the brown rays, but the others, you'll have a chance at them. And the spinners are now big and not as commonly caught. I think they moved off now. But the baby hammers are still great fun to catch. They are few about, they'll just increase as time comes on. And then, of course, you follow that, the baby mulkies, and the little hound size. The other day, little group got 6 pieces of fish, so that's the record at the moment during the winter, which is not bad going. The guys would like species fishing, and there are clubs that come here just for species. So that, over the weekend it was in good fun, Saturday. And through that was a massive puffer, and unfortunately, after struggling to get the hook out of its mouth, they, instead of waiting to take a picture, they ran and put it back.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. And yes, I like it, the way you started it off, wishing the ladies a happy Women's Day. Fantastic. And suggesting that they outfish the men as usual, well, you know what, you are absolutely right. I can testify to that. But more than anything, Nick, thank you so much for your advice on us targeting that garrick and which bank to fish. It certainly seems as though not bank, and looks like if I'm targeting some species, Mtanzini is certainly the area to be. Now, moving out of Mtanzini is Richards Bay. We've got Ali with this week's fishing report. A good fresh report just came through literally 5 minutes ago before I could publish this show. So this is Ali's report.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're well. It's Ali again from Closing In Fishing Charters. Fishing have been good over the past week, with the weather also not being too bad. On the south, the weather was a lot more clear than usual, which made it better catching some game fish. On the weekend, we caught a 26k chikuta on a bucktail while using a dual medium setup, and also lost another one around the same size. On the north, there were a lot more bottoms being caught, like the salmon and rubber lip, as well as the singish. In our harbour, there's a few small rockets and soldiers, as well as some kingfish being caught from the boats or the beaches using some prawn or sardine. In our estuary, there's a few smaller snapper salmon and blacktails being caught as well. Thanks guys, that's all for now. Tight lines.
Thank you so much, Ali. What another fantastic report coming through off the KZN coastline. Well, looks like Richards Bay has a mixed bag of fish, and no matter where you are fishing, as I mentioned at the start of the show, it is definitely going to be having some bending rods. Now, to run off our show, we are going to St. Lucia and Cape Vital, and I have literally just got off the phone with the guys, and they have told me that there is a lot of shad and a lot of garrick on the bite. That's on your rock and surf side. As for your ski boat side, lots of snook, and the only other thing they can tell me is that the weather and water is looking fantastic for this long weekend. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. What about the freshwater? Well, we have got Jan from Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg to tell us all about it.
Hi there, Jan here from the Kingfisher in Maritzburg. So it might seem that spring or even summer is on its way, as Maritzburg and Hilton and all the way up the N3 up to Van Rennes Pass saw a proper thunderstorm this last weekend. Full-on thunder and lightning show to boot as well. The storm dropped some 25 mils down here, but nothing up towards the mountains, which only received a couple of mils over the weekend. Overall, however, the local Mgeni system is still sitting very pretty at over 98% capacity. Spring Grove Dam is still sitting at 100% full supply level, while Mearns, Midmar and Albert Falls dams are all sitting at over 90%. Wagon Drift Dam on the Bushman's River is also sitting just below 100%. We are in a great place to be at this late stage of winter with the water supply. So while we cannot complain about receiving rain this late in winter, or should I say early spring, summer even, I am kind of thankful that the Central Midlands escaped pretty much unscathed, as this weekend sees the finals of Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge taking place on the waters around Nottingham Road. Festivities start tomorrow evening with a dam draw, and fishing takes place Friday and Saturday. Tight lines to all the anglers taking part, and that's me especially, and I look forward to reporting on this event in the next week. Further on the trout front, anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club have taken advantage of the decent weather of late, and some great fish continue to be reported from the NFFC waters. Almost all fish are over the 12 inch, that is 30 centimeter mark. There's just a couple of dinks here and there, of course, with most fish in the 15 to 19 inch, that is 38 to 48 centimeter bracket, and the largest fish reported this week pulled the tape into the 19 to 21 inch bracket, which is 48 and 53 centimeters. Whispers from the water has it that mainly small flies are on the menu at present. So you guys need to be fishing nymphs and bloodworms, which are getting the predominant mention. but I guess we'll just have to stock up on flies and see what happens this weekend at the comp. Of note is that the NFFC will be hosting a Stillwater clinic at the end of the month. The bookings are already open, so pop into the shop and come and chat to me if you need contact details to come and book your space. As we are already in August, the countdown has officially begun to the start of the Trout River season, which opens on the 1st of September. Now I know of a couple of anglers that are already dusting off the river tackle and stocking fly boxes, and that will also be me right after this weekend's last foray into the Stillwater events calendar. So if you're wanting to get onto the river season, pop into the shop, come and chat to me, and let's see what's required. Word from the Bass Boys, early August is still considered to be late winter, quote unquote, and the fish should be transitioning into pre-spawn mode if they haven't already. While the fishing has been slow, should I say very slow, I'm sure many anglers will be keeping a beady eye on the water as the ever popular Albert Falls Classic takes place later on this month, 25th to 27th of August. Prizes being awarded for the heaviest fish as well as the heaviest bag. As we head into season and in the interest of catch and release, it's worth mentioning the handling of your fish as there are many pictures of bass being gripped by the jaw, which are sitting at rather uncomfortable angles. If you can, hold your fish with two hands if possible, or if you need to hold your fish with one hand, rather let the fish hang vertically as opposed to horizontally, which is injurious to the fish. With the warmer weather, reports have been coming in from Albert Falls, noting carp on the surface that have been willing to take flies. These guys are proper rod vendors and still on my to-get list. The scaly or Natal filler yellowfish anglers are still getting antsy, and there have been some more recent reports of fish here and there. As mentioned last week, further north seems to be where it's at, where it's warmer, while we wait for the local waters to warm up some more. While a scaly on dry fly is on everybody's list and on mine, the most popular method is using wet flies, that is weighted nymphs and jig buggers. One last point, guys, and a quick heads up here. It's Women's Day next week on the calendar, if you haven't noticed already, next week Tuesday, which pretty much makes next weekend a long weekend. So guys, treat your fishing lady to a weekend on the water, or if she doesn't yet fish, show her how. So tight lines this weekend and next week to all our lady anglers out there. So guys, stop by the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. What a great report. So much to be looking forward to. And thank you for telling us about those water levels. It is so good to hear that they are lovely and full. Guys, as Jan said, treat the ladies out there to a bit of fishing. If she doesn't fish, you know, teach her how. And if you are at the dam and you're hearing a bit of Barry White playing, yes, it's not the bass that is wood spawning season. It's a sign, you know, to treat the lady well. Put on some cool music, put a rod in her hand, and show her what you do out there for the 8 hours when you are out. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for the week. It is looking fantastic. Durban and surrounding areas is certainly the hottest place to be. We are so blessed to be on the KZN coastline because the rods are gonna be bending all over the place. Great weather, great species to catch, a lot of species to catch. There's bait at all your tackle stores. I absolutely love it. KZN is certainly the place to be this weekend. However, guys, as always, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.